And there was an article on the Daily Maverick website earlier today asking whether we should follow suit and make the unvaccinated pay for their COVID-19 medical expenses. One of the authors, Dr. Gitesh Solanki, is a senior specialist scientist in health systems at the South African Medical Research Council. Gitesh, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, John. Thanks for having me on the show.
Let's cut to the point where you say three key questions need to be addressed in considering whether the approach is suitable for us in South Africa. The first question is, what is the evidence demonstrating that full vaccination reduces the risk of COVID-19-related morbidity and treatment requirements? That's the simplest of the three questions to answer.
Agreed. I mean, the evidence is emerging. Obviously, the epidemic is evolving, but I mean, clearly, we're getting more and more evidence to suggest that the vaccine is very effective in terms of reducing hospitalization and hospitalization-related treatments. The evidence has emerged in the States the statistics that are being quoted are almost over 85% effective in terms of reducing hospitalization. We've had more locally information from Discovery. We've also had information, limited on one day, but basically information showing that people at public hospitals in South Africa, GFH in particular, I mean, almost everybody who was in hospital in ICU requiring ventilation were all non-vaccinated.
The second and the third questions, you say, must be examined separately for those with and without private medical cover, considering the huge disparities between the two groups. The second question is, with what level of certainty can we distinguish between those unvaccinated by choice and then this category, which is, you know, it's not only South Africa, but it is a particular South African issue, those unvaccinated by circumstance? And you say that it, in many areas of the country, it's quite difficult to make that distinction.
Yeah, so generally in the public sector, I mean, there's been lots of, the government has kind of broadly said that it's a demand issue that people are not taking up the vaccination. But there are supply issues, especially in the rural areas and certain communities, there's education issues. So one idea that people depend on the public sector, it's very difficult to say with almost certainty that are unvaccinated by choice. And if they're not, if it's due to circumstance, and you then penalize them by charging them for the health care costs, I mean, that would be gross and unfair and unjust. That would be my argument, and that's the reason we would argue that in the public sector at this point in time, we can't say for sure, given the demographic profile, socioeconomic profile of the people that are dependent on the public sector, that we can say with certainty they are unvaccinated by choice and not by circumstance.
Whereas if you have private medical cover, then it should be relatively easy for you to prove that you are unvaccinated by circumstance, circumstance being particularly particular vulnerabilities you might have to either or both of the vaccines which are available in South Africa. But for everybody else within the private health sector, you would argue that you are unvaccinated by choice. So we move to the third question. Is the case for making the unvaccinated by choice pay for their own treatment fair and justifiable?
Yeah. So the argument is all medical scheme members pay a contribution. And in the South African, in terms of South African legislation, you're not allowed to differentiate on the basis of the risk of the person. So basically, you pay on the basis of your family size, whether you're an adult member or child dependent. And in some instances, some medical schemes are charged on the basis of income. But basically, we all pay the same contribution. The issue here is that if you have some people who have taken the vaccine and are now much lower risk, and then there are others who haven't taken the vaccine at much higher risk of hospitalization, effectively, they've got a serious cross-subsidy that's going from the non-vaccinated or from the vaccinated to the non-vaccinated, if you get my point. Because it's the non-vaccinated who are ending up in hospital and incurring all this cost. And if they're doing that on a deliberate choice basis, then one would argue that the cross-subsidy is unfair. I mean, in the medical scheme environment, generally there is social solidarity and we join medical schemes in order to cross-subsidize. But when you've got a group that deliberately kind of remains high risk by choice, then the cross-subsidy becomes, in my view, or the authors that put the paper together, our view was that that's not justifiable.
So the authors, you, argue that following the Singapore system with members of private medical aids who are unvaccinated by choice, it would be fair and reasonable to charge them for any COVID-related medical expenses they might pick up. That's
yeah,
bottom line.
The way to be done currently, in the medical scheme environment, the Council for Medical Scheme prescribes benefits. So once it prescribes a benefit, then all medical schemes are obliged to pay it in full. So currently, all COVID treatment for everybody, regardless of vaccination status, is a prescribed minimum benefit. Medical schemes have to pay for it. What we are arguing is that the Council for Medical Schemes should adjust the prescription to just those that are vaccinated. So you can, and then it would be up to each scheme to decide whether they want to pay for the non-vaccinated members' cost for COVID-related treatment or not. I mean, it becomes a non-prescribed benefit. Any other benefit?
Is there an organization, or does it need to be government, that declares that this is no longer a minimum prescribed benefit? Is it the choice of each individual medical aid, or how would that choice be made?
So the Council for Medical Schemes sets the regulations or the rules around which medical schemes operate. And the council would have to revise the prescribed minimum benefits. So currently it reads for all COVID treatment regardless of vaccination choice. I mean, and this has started right at the beginning of the epidemic, which was fair. I mean, we wanted everybody to be covered. At that time, everybody had the same risk in terms of COVID before the vaccination came. We've now got a vaccine which effectively changes your risk quite dramatically. Then the question is, well, why should those that choose to remain high risk still be cross-subsidized by those who have not taken the measures to mitigate the risk or reduce the risk of hospitalization? So it's quite simple for council now to redefine the prescription and say basically that COVID-related treatment is prescribed for those who are vaccinated. And by default, then each medical scheme will have to make a call either at the individual scheme level or at an individual level as to whether this person, they don't want to pay, if the person is non-vaccinated, whether they would pay for the cost or not if they end up in hospital with COVID.
Dr. Gitesh Solanki of the South African Medical Research Council, thank you for chatting to us this afternoon.